This is GQDN for January the 25th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, Xbox just dropped. So we're going to be talking about that. A little bit of Disney, a little bit of GoldenEye. But we begin today with Twitch. And this article comes to us from GameSpot.com. Because Twitch may be improving some analytics. Well, what they're looking to do is trying to get people to pay a little more via their open letter. And in that open letter, they go through a lot of the history over the past year with a lower payout threshold, which tried to get more people into paying and quite possibly did that. And talking about September and how the numbers did. And they also go into what they want to do going forward. So one of the things that they did say is that the list that they have won't be, quote, comprehensive, unquote. But apparently tomorrow at twitch.tv/Twitch at 12 noon Pacific time, they will give an announcement there as to what is to come. So we shall see. Could they be opening up some more money avenues? Not just for themselves, but could be opening them up for you, the player. And maybe how to get more subs, how to get more people into viewing different streams and such. We'll see what happens. Now let's get into some games. No, we're not to Xboxer just yet, because this comes to us from DualShockers.com and Nintendo. Well, and Xbox Game Pass. This Friday we'll have GoldenEye, Mr. Bond. GoldenEye 007 will have a release date of January the 27th. So once again, you're looking at an FPS type, maybe a little bit of a remake, because the game did come out in 1995 and did remake the entire FPS gaming structure with a much needed update in 1995. So we shall see what happens with the new release here this Friday. Now we go to Eurogamer and Disney Dreamlight. Well, they're going to be getting some multiplayers here in 2023. Now, right now there are no details as to what's going to happen. But with the Disney 100th anniversary coming, I think they got a feeling that they had to do something. So maybe making it a little bit more multiplayer-ish. Well, that could happen. One of the things that is going to happen is they will have some content coming in February with a Star Pass to celebrate the 100th anniversary of Disney. April will have new characters to the Valley. And they're saying some other surprises, and that will be able to celebrate the Disney parks for that Star Path. Early summer, you will be able to unveil the secret to the Forgetting and the Princess Races into the Valley. And the Star Path will be stay tuned for new announcements. Along with more to come in 2023, such as multiplayer, characters, realms, clothing and motifs, decorations and furniture. Lots of different stuff. So we'll see what happens there. All right, here it is. Now we get into the Xbox Showcase. But there's a little bit of news concerning the next Xbox Showcase. There will be one this summer. This comes to us from GameSpot.com. And it will have Starfield Deep Dive presentation in the Los Angeles event this summer. And that was mainly because they didn't have the time to do it this time around. But they did not say whether or not they were going to be at E3. E3 is scheduled for June 13th to the 16th. So maybe they're saving it for July. We shall see what happens. Indeed, indeed. So maybe Xbox could be separated from E3. We'll see how much that affects E3. So what about the other things that's going on with Xbox? Well, Redfall is coming in May. This comes to us from Destructoid.com, and you heard me right. We're in January, so coming here in about 4 months will be Redfall, and that will drop May 2nd, 2023. That is official. There have been rumors about the release date. No, now it's official. So Redfall is here. Now, did they show some gameplay with that? Well, I wasn't able to see the reveal for the Redfall game, but according to GameSpot, there were 10 minutes of gameplay for that. So maybe we can take a look and see what does happen there. But there is gameplay, so if you want to see it, go check out the Xbox channel on YouTube. That's where you can find it. Oh, and it would not be an Xbox reveal if it didn't have Forza with it. Good Lord. So right now there is no release date as of yet for Forza 23, but they did put in some more arcade style. They did not put in more arcade style. Let me back that up. They put in some audio upgrades, new materials and shaders, a spectrometer for light reflections. Basically, it's all the little stuff to make things look right. So yeah, we shall indeed see what happens. Now also, there was some talk about Minecraft Legends there as well, but we'll see what happens there anyway. But there's also some things going to Game Pass. Well, what could that be? Sticking with GameSpot for the rest of the show. Evil Within and the Ghostwire dev did reveal a new game, maybe called Rush. Hi-Fi Rush is what it is. So here's a tweet from at Bethesda. From Tango Gameworks, makers of The Evil Within comes something completely different. Hi-Fi Rush is an all-new action game where everything you do syncs to the beat. Available today on Xbox Series X and S and Xbox Game Pass and PC. This does look very interesting. Oh, that'll be for all you Xbox players out there, of course. But what was the big thing today? IGN, well, I lied. It wasn't GameSpot for the rest of it. No, it's IGN, and it is Elder Scrolls. And they're going to Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind. And there's going to be like a lot of mushrooms, a lot of different stuff. They went into a deep dive, which I got to see most of it. And it was more about the path going forward. Mounts, pets, kind of looking the same. The number of hours of gameplay, a massive dungeon that's coming on later this year, much later this year, along with about 30, they're saying about 30 hours of gameplay. So a lot of different stuff that's coming and trying to keep the content going for this MMO. Elder Scrolls is looking to make a statement for the MMO scene this year, and they are setting themselves up really good. So we'll see what happens with that one. Golvin, I think you'll like it. And I know that you like us at GroupQuest on Twitter and at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow. Hey, this was a good news day. So who knows what's going to happen tomorrow for more gaming news. Hey, we talked about a lot of games, so go play some games, people.